So, welcome to Conexión Circular, where we aim to raise awareness of sustainability and circular economy topics. Stay tuned with us so we can learn more about how we can adopt a sustainable behavior. I'm Viridiana Bello Wickle, and today we will discuss hemp, benefits and sustainability, versatility for tackling climate change with the doctora Beatriz Henkel from Hungary. She is the managing director for Hempy People. They are co-creating and inspiring people to design and develop products, hemp-based products. Their creations are 100% vegan, with no chemicals, and they can do socks or cosmetics and houses. So let's discover more about what is hemp. Thank you, Doctora Beatriz, for joining us today. So, can you tell us more about yourself before discussing the main topic? What motivates you to work in sustainability?
I think there was a little bit of a pause. Can you repeat your question?
Ah, okay. Yes. Doctora Beatriz, tell us more about yourself before discussing the main topic. What motivates you to work in sustainability?
Yeah, okay. Thank you so much for having me on this podcast, Viridiana. It's lovely, you know, to continue the discussion we started probably a few days, few weeks ago when we first met in person. And I have my history from education and training. Mm-hmm. So for more than two decades, I worked in the field of education and training and developments in various countries, institutions, in many different contexts and sectors within the education field. And I moved on to sustainability because it resonates with me on a couple of levels. First of all, it's something long-term, something long-lasting, something that has lots of values. And it so much resonates with what my philosophy about education is and lifelong learning, that this is not confined to the school or educational institutions. This is about the mindset. This is about living life on purpose. This is about choosing your values and getting a good understanding of who you want to be and what kind of life you want to live. And this is exactly what I can demonstrate as a sustainable business owner. So I feel by combining education and sustainability for me in my life and also in my career, this is a big step forward and also a different dimension where I choose to walk the talk.
Yes, it's lovely to continue the conversation about sustainability, and I finished. We have to work together with the education because there are a lot of topics that most of we don't have all the knowledge that what is happening, how we can change. Maybe we as a consumer or as individual we want to change, but we don't know where or how to start. No, so it's very interesting this topic because we're gonna speak about hemp, and hemp is a. It's not a trend. We have used a lot before, but so you are the expert. So can you tell us more what is hemp and why is the current interest in it?
I would like to start by saying what we talk about is industrial hemp. And often people for centuries confuse it with the cannabis leaf, which people use for recreational drugs. And I have to say that the industrial hemp we are going to talk about in the coming few minutes, it has a THC content less than 0.01%, which makes it a very different plant within the cannabis family, but a different plant from the one that is used for recreational drug with a different cellular structure, different DNA, different genes, different cells, and used for very, very different purposes. This is a very important information to mention. And also it's very important to highlight that difference. And I like using a metaphor for that to say that we have citruses as a family of fruits. And within the citruses, we have oranges and lemons. And oranges are not lemons and lemons are not oranges. And the same way, you know, hemp and cannabis, yes, they both belong to the cannabis sativa family, but cannabis is not hemp and industrial hemp is not cannabis. So I will take this as a starting point, you know, and also as a disclaimer to say that anybody who is confusing it, please read more about it and get understanding and education, and you will find lots of resources about it online. Now, what this is, it's a plant like any other plant, you know, on the planet. The difference and the beauty of it for me is that you can use it multiple ways. Like, it's just an infinity of resources. And to me, when you mentioned circular economy, I was thinking that hemp and using industrial hemp is the perfect demonstration of how circular economy can work in practice. So when you mentioned we don't know how to do and we don't know where to start with sustainability, this is where we created the Hempy Place, an experience space where we invite people, where we educate people about circular economy, sustainability, and we use one plant as a demonstration. Because this one plant can be used to make clothes. This is a blouse made from industrial hemp. And it can also be used to feed you in the form of seed and oil. It can also be used to make and build houses, which has been done for centuries and centuries. And you can also make your own furniture from it. You can also make your own packaging line from it. And these are just a few of the many, many examples that can be created using industrial hemp. And to highlight why is it sustainable, why is it related to circular economy, I think I will just list you a few of the many benefits the plant has. First of all, it doesn't require as much water. So it can grow in many different climates, from India, Nepal, Japan, China, to Australia, USA, and many, many other countries. And it can grow on rainwater only. Doesn't require pesticides, which is very important if you think about the afterlife of the plants when we use it for clothing and it gets in touch with our skin. Also important to know that it takes only 120 days to grow. So basically in 1 year, you can have 3 or 4 harvests, mm-hmm. which is not true for wood and trees because they take many, many years to grow and we have to cut them down when we make our paper cups or packaging solutions. And this is so phenomenal about hemp, yet it's still an emerging market in 2023. And it has been booming at the turn of the century, for example, not such a long time ago, a little bit more than 100 years ago, my grandparents and many people in my region from Central, from Eastern Europe, many in Western Europe, they lived their daily life using hemp. They didn't talk about sustainability. They just lived a sustainable lifestyle. Yes. And this is what we're trying to, you know, kind of bring back again.
Yes, as you mentioned, I think that hemp is the black sheep of the family because it's like, it has a the leaf is similar of cannabis, but is different. It's completely different, and because it's similar, I think it was like in the U.S. some of the states because also there were political and other another factors that are playing interest there. So they decided just to put all together and say, okay, this is not allowed to grow the in a farm, but. Yeah. The problem is that hemp is not similar. It's very different from cannabis, as you mentioned before. And something that is a plant, it's just a green plant that can replace a lot of different areas, as you mentioned, food, oil, or like a biofuels. We can have biofuels also for construction. And it's also for clothing, no? Because we are used to use the cotton. but cotton has a lot of impacts because we need a lot of pesticides, water, and this is some requirements that sometimes we don't have enough water, or the people that grow the cotton has to have a loan to invest in the pesticides, and all, there is a lot of factors that affect us, no? Because we don't know what is happening. We just buy the cotton, the yes. T-shirt, and we don't know. We are disconnected. And yeah. So it's very interesting that you mentioned this, and just to mention that the global market could hit 18.6 billion by 2007. So it's almost four times the amount in 2020. So it's the interest is booming, as you mentioned. So can you explain more about how can we make cloth from industrial hemp?
So what I find fascinating is that you can do, and in many countries, we work with 15 plus suppliers from all over the world. They are small manufacturers, and we are bringing them more visibility by, you know, buying their products and supporting them, and also reselling it in the global market. What I find fascinating that many of the suppliers would say, especially in Nepal, India, that they work with many artisans, you know, and these artisans actually manufacture it manually. You know, they manually go to the field, they go to cut the hemp, to do the decortication, separating, you know, the different parts of the plants and combing it. It's very, very exciting to see it, you know, to see the process of it. And there are a couple of great YouTube videos around it, how it's being done. And there is also ways to do it with machinery, you know, so it gives both option, meaning less developed countries can still manufacture hemp and sell hemp and create from hemp. They don't necessarily need the machinery. Of course, for quantity, you do need it. And that's what countries, developed countries like China and the US, some states in the US, they would build on this, to use the machinery, to use the latest technology, to combine it to get the best quality for the fabric, for example. So it is a very straightforward process that happens, and best to see it, you know, as in a video how it's being done. But just by understanding it, we already educate ourselves to be more conscious consumers. So when you say I buy a cotton t-shirt and I don't know what happened to it before, or, you know, like I know I'm going to throw it away in a few months or max a year, what we invite you, don't buy hemp if you don't want to. But do make sure you know what you put your money into, because your monies are where your values are. So if you value sustainability, then do support sustainable businesses, and do know why they are sustainable, because greenwashing as a term has been around for decades, you know, and some of the businesses, large, medium, small businesses, they are still playing with it, saying we are sustainable. And when you ask them what makes you a sustainable business, you don't get a logical, sensible answer. So it's important for you to do your research, to educate yourself about why this and why not the other. You know, a few things I mentioned about hemp as a plant makes it a good example to see how it fits into the circular economy. But also when you are wearing it, you know, it brings you a comfort because it's breathable, antimicrobial. So it gives that kind of comfort and relief feeling for you as a person, as a wearer. And also knowing that you can wear it for a long time, you don't have to dispose your clothes. You know, so it's ready for recycling, upcycling, donating. So it has an afterlife, and even that afterlife is a value, you yes. know. So it's all about that, being aware of the supply chain, how me as a company making those products, how are my suppliers are making the products, to have this transparency in the supply chain, but also to have a good understanding of you as a consumer. What is your supply chain in that sense? Where are you sourcing from? Where are you buying your products from? How long are you using them? And what happens to them after you use them and you don't want to wear them anymore, or you don't want to use them anymore? So these are the details that the fast fashion and the global consumerism society doesn't want you to pay attention to. And this is where we are inviting you to discover and explore and educate your kids, educate your students, talk about it with your friends, talk about it at work. You know, this is why it's a nice initiative in the UAE to have the Year of Sustainability, because it invites everybody. Come join the conversation around sustainability, about environment, about values, about circular economy, about recycling, upcycling. Get to know all this terminology. You know, so this is wonderful how you are creating the podcast as a platform to do this.
Yeah.
So an invitation to many to explore, to get curious about topics being discussed.
Yes, because something that is important that you have mentioned is about the greenwashing, no? Because everybody wants to say that they are doing sustainable business, but there is something important, okay? We are doing sustainable business, but we are following these frameworks, no? We have this difference in the fashion industry that we are using cotton, and there is the organic cotton. So what means the organic cotton is that they don't use pesticides, no? But it's more expensive to produce. So it's supposed that you have to pay more. Yes. But how you are make sure that you are using organic cotton? We have to have
a certification,
yeah. No? But the good of hemp is like, as you mentioned, they don't need pesticides. It's something important. And also, I think the amount of water that is required to produce one t-shirt, one cotton t-shirt, is 2,700 liters. So it's huge. So it's another benefit of hemp, no? That we reduce the water that is required to produce it, no?
Yes.
So can you tell us more about why, for example, what is the difference between the organic cotton versus the hemp, a little more so we can understand what other benefits as a consumer if we start to use this kind of clothes that you have it, because it's there. It's not like that we are not using, no?
Yes. We do find it very important, and I notice many other like ham business owners do the same. A lot of education around how is ham different from linen, or how is ham different from cotton or bamboo or many other materials, you know? Mm-hmm. And it might be a personal preference as well, but knowing how the plant is grown, you know, is a very important part of it. Like knowing that information that I just mentioned about the water consumption, or how, you know, it can grow without pesticides, the number of harvests you can have per year, that it can be manufactured in many different countries, the potential is there, either with or without machinery, and many other things are important because it's part of the cycle. Now, when you think of organic cotton, for a company to be able to say that we are selling organic cotton, they need to have the certification required for organic products, you know, and that would be different for different countries. Europe has its own, Switzerland has its own. There is a couple of international, like one of them is the GOTS certification that shows the qualities of fabric. Now, what is important to decide? One, I wouldn't say hemp is the best, you know. Of course, if you ask me as a person, I do say hemp is the best. I love it. But as an average consumer, I would just say, look for the qualities. How is that plant grown? How does it reach the seller? You know, what are the working conditions where they are manufactured? Is it Bangladesh, one of those wet companies? Or is it child labor? Or is it a small manufacturer, just, you know, as maybe a family creating a few pieces and you are buying from them? Very important, you know? And this is where you, it's not about the government, it's about your choice. So I did have organic cotton t-shirts and they were like magic. I was wearing them for many years. So I wouldn't fully confidently say, you know, that hemp is better. But when I look at the, because it was, you know, for a long time, but when I look at the qualities of hemp as a plant, I would say yes, because we save that much water. Yes, because hemp heals the soil, you know, it grows in. So it doesn't deplete the soil. It can, it regenerates, it fills the soil with nutrients, you know, like a blessing to the soil. And you can then do the crop rotation and grow other plants. So that's the, you know, phenomenal part that for me, it sets it aside. And also it would be the same when I think of, when I think of linen and bamboo, you know, what are the conditions? Like how do these plants grow? What is the cycle? What is the life cycle of it? And what is the cost of it? Yes, do you need to pay more for hemp? For sure. One reason, because it's many small businesses, so it doesn't yet have that kind of a big market that it can afford to reduce the prices. Second, you know who you are supporting. So basically you are supporting ethical businesses and you are doing something good for the environment and the planet. And number three, you are not buying into the brainwashing philosophies of mainstream, you know, the consumerism, just buy. But you say, well, let me think about it. Let me choose what things I want to buy. Let me choose which brands I want to support. Let me get an understanding of how that brand, how that company operates and decide if I want to support them or no. Yes, you might be one individual, but you are the, by making that choice, by thinking about it, you are one example that will inspire many. And if that many is your friends and family, it's already big.
Yes. And the good thing about hemp is also the versatile that the areas that you can do business, because it's not just for fashion industry, we also have for paper. So we also can use for the paper that is important, because it's another area that we are using a lot, and where comes the paper from? The trees, the regular trees. So this is another impact. So how do you have examples of paper, like a notebooks or in your
in your store? There are a couple of notebooks that you can see on our website. Mm-hmm. I'm just looking up because I also have usually around me a couple. So that would also be, you know, hemp paper, mm-hmm. just right here. You know, it's a certificate I found, but it's also hemp paper. You know, at 200 GSM, and when you start writing on it, that's when you realize how different the feel of it is. But it's not only for stationery lovers, but also if you think about it, how many trees we need to cut to be able to afford the packaging we have, and what extensive, huge amount of packaging we have. If you think of, like, you know, those very common brands, like, you know, the McDonald's is the worst, but also Starbucks. And it's not as in good or bad, but from the environment point of view, this is unnecessary for me to have that much paper being used, just one consumer, you know? So, and also because it's paper, and knowing how much, you know, we need to grow those trees in the forest that we are cutting down to make paper, and knowing the effect, what happens when we cut trees, you know, the flood and many other environmental, you know, like responses from Mother Earth saying that you have to stop somewhere. And this is where hemp can come in as a solution, you know. You just use it. You use every single part of this plant. So it's a zero zero waste plant, because you use every single part of it and you can use it for different reasons. And one more interesting fact that I find fascinating, that 1 acre of hemp can replace 4 acres of forests. So basically just growing 1 acre, you know, you can already save that many trees, you know, and also it generates oxygen just like any other plant, you know. So you clean the air, you provide a healthier air, you are saving, you know, trees that are very important in our lives. And you're also providing good quality paper, because this is the paper that was used to have the Declaration of Independence. Those founding fathers, they were writing and signing on hemp paper. US dollar is made from hemp fiber. You know, these are things I just find fascinating, because if people already knew about this in the 18th century, why are we challenging it? You know, why not give more space to it and also be more, you know, educational about how it should be used and which is the plan that we promote and which is the plan that we don't want to promote.
Yeah,
it's absolutely fine to say yes to something and to say no to something else.
Yes, as you mentioned now, that is important, like to have paper, we have to cut trees, no? So the deforestation is something, and also what happened when we cut the tree, we have deforestation, so we reduce the amount of oxygen that we are providing to the environment, and also the carbon, the CO2 we are capturing, no? Because the tree is doing that for us, like they capture the CO2 to exchange it or convert it to O2, not the oxygen that we need to breathe. But how many times we need to grow this tree? No, it's long time. It's not like 1 year. So it's another benefit of the hemp, because we can have this paper, quality paper for everything that we can use.
Yes.
And also we can take care about the forest. So, and the size of the land that we need is less also. So it's another huge benefit for the hemp, no?
Yes.
And another thing that I want to ask you is, you had mentioned a lot that these things, not like before that the founding fathers, we have the dollar, so we have examples that we were using it, no? Now it's just like as a consumer, now you have your shop in Ashman, no? So it's, they can go, they can do a workshop to learn more about what is hemp, also to feel what is the, how is the fabric, and get more involved to know what is hemp, because what the huge brand industrial fashion, they are using cotton, and now they are replacing by PET, recycling PET, but that is not 100% sustainable, because we are also producing plastic, the plastic came from the oil, and yes, we are recycling, but we need to replace materials, no? And a good replacement is hemp, because it's a plant, it's base plant. And for your point of view, how does hemp contribute to reducing the GHG emissions in the race for the net zero goals? How do you see that?
Reducing? Can you repeat that part for me?
Yes. So, from your point of view, how does hemp contribute to reducing the GHG emissions in the race for net zero goal?
Okay. GHG.
Yeah, the greenhouse gas emissions.
Okay, greenhouse gas emissions. Thank you. Well, you know, it's just probably if I answer this question, I will just repeat what I said before, because if you think about it, this is the purest one of the purest plants on the planet. You know, we build houses from it, and it doesn't require like cement and brick to build a healthy house. In fact, if you build houses from hemp, then you create a more livable and breathable environment for yourself, you know? So, and it's also energy saving. So you can save your 40 to 60% of your electricity and AC bills if you build a house from hemp. So in 2 or 3 years, you can save on your bills. And you can have a clean environment that helps you to breathe healthy air, which is very important, you know, living in the Middle East, to have access to good quality air.
Mm-hmm.
And also it doesn't hide anything, in the sense that sometimes we move into houses where we have mold developing between the walls because the walls are not breathing. And we don't realize it until it's very late. By the time you see the black dots on your walls, then it's already too late, and you might already be developing cancer in your body as a response. Now, this is something that goes beyond the greenhouse gas emissions, you know? And also, at the same time, it just lists those benefits, you know, that one plant can bring to the world. Yes, it requires simplicity. Yes, it requires a different mindset. Yes, it does require you maybe to pay a little bit more at the beginning, but one person paying more, you know, inspiring others to also pay that little bit more, eventually it will be less, because the more people are buying it, the bigger this market can grow, the more affordable the products can become. So we are all responsible to be those change makers. You know, we all have a voice and we all have a choice.
Yes, as you mentioned, it's important that we start to change our choices, no?
Yes.
The good thing that as a consumer, when you have the option, like, okay, this is hemp product, what we have here, all the benefits, so I can start to do my own choices, so because it's available, no? So I can say, okay, I'm gonna replace buy by one, maybe the paper, maybe this dress, maybe this t-shirt. And then we increase the demand. So if we increase the demand, the cost of the product is gonna decrease. That is the good thing. And also, when we start to learn more about what we are wearing, what we are consuming, we know the impacts. And the good thing about this plan is that, as you said, it's a good product because it fits perfectly in the circular economy, because you can use all the part of the plant. It's not just the leaves, it's also the benefits for the soil, for the air, for replacing the trees, and reducing the water also for the at the end of the product, also you can use for another thing. So that is the important thing, that when we make a choice, to know what are the impacts of our choice. Because with this, we know that, okay, the plant is coming from this farm is for this family, and we are helping to grow the business to this family, instead to go to the huge brands and buy a t-shirt that we don't know which part they doing, and if this child labor, or if they are paying. That is the most important thing, that sometimes they don't have pay, sometimes they don't give anything, and we have these accidents that happen in Bangladesh. Sometimes we don't know, but the thing that we don't know, that doesn't exclude us to make us responsible, because we are responsible. Yes. Okay, so it's good to know that you have this shop in Ashman. So can you explain more about what we can find in your store, and what can expect in your workshops?
Yes, sure. So Hempy People is business to business company. And the reason for that, because we want to create a larger impact. So getting businesses on board to buy something from hemp and knowing the benefits it brings, it helps us reach more people and increase the market and the market reach. We created an experience place in Ajman, as you mentioned, the Hempy Place Collection. Our goal with this space is to educate people. So we run workshops, not only in Ajman, all over the UAE, for companies primarily to educate them about circular economy, sustainability, and educating them through learning by doing, through experiential learning. So this is in Ajman just one of the venues, but we do collaborations all over the UAE, and we are very flexible to move it. And our trainers are very flexible and passionate about sustainability, happy to teach others their skills. And the workshops would range from making your own cosmetics to make your own clothes or decorate your shoes and bags and learn about sustainability. What we also have in the store is a display of the variety of products. Right now, this is the largest store, I would say, on the planet, because of the many suppliers that we work with. We do have a very wide variety of products to showcase: clothes, uniforms, different things for hotels, restaurants, schools, military, police, companies looking into sustainable packaging or creating from hemp plastic, which is a revolutionary new thing in the plastic industry, and a more sustainable option, replacement for regular plastic. We also started playing around with creating hemp sunglasses, glasses, using hemp plywood, and many other things as well. Our designer collection is coming out soon, in a few months. So some of the pieces that we have will be made by small manufacturers, and some of the pieces will be made by, you know, very well-known designers. So it will also be a little bit of entry into the sustainable designer industry. So we welcome anyone online or in the store, and we are also, you know, can be reached online for any questions, any suggestions, any collaborations. We are open.
Well, thank you so much, Doctora Beatriz, about your insights. And just to close this insightful interview, we're gonna say, like, what are the takeaways? So for, as we mentioned, the hemp in the future, because we are knowing and they are doing more research, will help to end the hunger because of the benefits of the nutritious content that they have, the plant. Also, the things that are happening now is that hemp can reduce deforestation and also purifies the air, and also is replacing, as you mentioned, the plastic for the packaging, also the paper, and the most important, the fashion industry, that is the first polluting industry in the world, and the most contribute they contribute a lot in the gas greenhouse gas emissions to the environment. Yes. So can you just close in 1 minute? What is your recommendation for the individual?
Yes, my recommendations is, first of all, choose to be yourself, like choose who you want to be, how you want to live your life, what do you want to fill your life with, create and follow your own values. And probably the last one is what our motto is as well, is just create a happy life for yourself. The motto we have is, happy people are happy people.
That's awesome. Yes, I think this is the most important thing, that when you align what you believe, what you feel, and what you do is the most important in the life. So thank you so much for contributing and helping us to spread an awareness about this exciting topic. I hope in the future we have a lot of hemp products available in all the shops. And for the audience, just I want to remember to share and repost our content, so you know that you can find us as Conexión Circular in Spotify, YouTube channel, and let's do good and better every day. Good afternoon all, and this is all.
Thank you, Viridiana.
Thank you.